So we said, every time you find it difficult to make a decision, to come to Ahrata, try and discover what it is that's really preventing you from making this Ahrata. We'll go over this again and try and get to the bottom of it. We're in way four of the Memchez Dvorim, Vivinus Halev, understanding yourself, getting to really into the depths, trying to understand who we really are and what we're living for and what drives us and what prevents us from getting what we want. We did that. We did the one with the cutting tree, etc., etc., right?
I don't know the Bible, Samach Zayin.
Samach Zayin, yo. The problem with these funny things you give me, they keep moving from page to page. And you see the one page, they bounce to the other page. So I was on the bottom because of that on Samach Vav. But we did that. Okay, so. One of the important aspects here is giving validity to your emotions. You will allow your emotions to come through. How much do you acknowledge and admit the emotional system inside of you? Let's try and look at ourselves. How do you feel? No, in yourself, go into it now. Come on, let's do some work here. How are you feeling now? Sameach, koes, matuach, atzuv. You got it? Everybody knows where he's holding? Fine. Well, it's important to know. Kutchushus v'rikshut hein nekudot tzion chashuvot. These are very important landmarks. Hamitzbiot al hamitrachesh matachat lifnei ashetach. So what does this mean? When you have a temperature, when a person's got a temperature, so why do you want to know if it's 41 or 36? Because you want to know how bad the guy's sick. You want to know how bad it really is, right? So in the world of midas and emotions. Before you can start working on the problems that we have, you have to use an emotional thermometer. Barometer, bigdalim dod mahu biduk matzavenu achshavi. You have to know where am I really holding now? How sick am I really? You know, that's the Rambam says. The same way as this chole aguf, you get somebody who's got a sick guf, so goes to the doctor, and the doctor metaples with him. So you have a thing called chole nefesh. You have a person who's sick, so you have to go to the doctor and he has to metaple with him. So it costs a lot of money to go to a chole nefesh doctor, yeah? It costs a fortune. You've got to charge a fortune. So before you get a doctor, you do a bit of self-help. Yeah, use alternative medicine. So try and work it out for yourself before you have to go pay some guy $500 an hour to do this for you. Do it yourself. Work it out yourself. You're going to pay someone to do it for you. Might as well do it yourself. What's the thing that really bugs you? What really matrids you? What's getting to you? What's worrying you? Ma umi gairim lacha lachat. What's causing you lachat? What's causing you stress? Who or what's causing you stress? Go, look at it, check it out. Haimudu baba baya pnimi or alay chitzonim. Maybe it's an internal problem that you're having, maybe it's an external problem. Hagde tabayot lepratia, break it down. My rebbe used to say, come, let's break it down now. Let's get things into broken, let's break down this problem into little pieces. I don't know what this word means. Nanich she'ata mitzuvrach. When you ever looked at Aaron, you know what that means? What's mitzuvrach?
It's
like a yeshivish kind of word, eh? Mitzuvrach. It's like mitzuvrachen. Yeah, it's like mitzuvrach. I can hear the kids using that word, eh? Why are you so broken? Why are you so down? Biglal she'echad mechaveri yeshiva bizorti lelo kol siba. Because one of my friends in yeshiva embarrassed me for no reason. Yeah, my wife shouted at me for no reason. Whatever, my husband screamed at me. Whatever it is, why are you walking around so for shvatz? Right? Yeah, because he insulted me. As lama yesh li kaze matzav ruach. So why are you in such a good mood? Because I gave it back to him.
So what's
So why is it still bothering me? Because I feel I'm not being successful. Lo yitzlach litgaber, that's me. I wasn't able to mitgaber myself and not give it back to him. Well, someone insults me, so I'm feeling all terrible. That's what's bugging me. Well, why is it bugging you? You feel like you gave it back to him. You gave him what? You paid him back. Yeah, but why did I have to pay him back? Couldn't I do it? So now you know what's bugging you. What's bugging you is not because he must fear you, and not because you gave it back to him. What's bugging you is because you don't feel that you have the koichas to mitgaber on yourself. Try for yourself, go have a look and find that nekuda, that emesik nekuda. If not, if dog et advarim, but sura retsinit, if you're not going to look at it really seriously, tamshich shistam ein lo matzav ruach, varishayim shiyagiu shubakach haim achaveirim achreirim shocha, kishetetzak v'tikas aleim lo siba v'as tizbol gam mehem. You're going to walk around in a bad mood, you're going to be miserable and whatever. Who are the first people going to suffer because of you? Because the rest of your friends aren't, and because of that, they're also going to give you a rough time. The whole chabur is going to suffer because of you. Well, the whole family or whatever. The one kid must bend you, so now you're walking around a massive roof, so you must bend all the kids, and now all the kids are giving, so you're going to settle from everybody. Check it out. Now, lachashi itzlachta lahagdir. Ma bidyuk goyrim lehitpartsut hazikshut hashlim shalchan. When you've been matzliach to define bidyuk, what it is that's causing your these negative emotional outbursts? Nasa limtso drachim la'akov mefakshim im goyrim eile. Find out ways to meet, to sit down and meet these causes. Or shitamneim leknes lesis. Or try at least avoid situations. Sorry, like cough. I'm sorry, not like blood. Try find ways to go around, to bypass meetings that cause these kind of outbursts, right? If you're always pushing your buttons, so avoid those fingers that push your buttons. Or at least don't put yourself into situations that are going to cause you to pop. Or shetakines atzmacha heitiv likrata pegisha hapatsu yitam. Or really prepare yourself well before you go into the meeting that's going to pop you. So tuchalit moded imzu batzlachos, that you're able to get over it. Every time you try and explain to one of your kids a certain thing or whatever, you know what happens, right? It becomes a screaming match. So either avoid that subject, avoid the kid, or sometimes you can't, you have to deal with the kid, so then prepare yourself very, very carefully before you go into that meeting. What do I want to achieve from this meeting? What's my goal? So, is screaming this kid going to get me my goal? No, it's not going to get me my goal. What's going to get me my goal? Speaking nicely to him, winning him over, reaching out to him, trying to touch his heart. So, prepare yourself for 6 months and then go into the meeting. But like a fighter pilot, you know. You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're thrown into an F-15, they say, go. You know exactly what button to push before you've opened your eyes. Otherwise, don't go into the meeting. This is a deep, long work. Don't expect that you're going to get this done in 6 months. This is not learning French. Alecha la'akor me'ashayresh minim shlilim shepoigim behitnagut sholcha. You have to go and uproot from the roots those negative resistances that are causing negative behavior. Let's say that you give stocker, right? Everybody here gives stocker? Yeah. Shalat that's Muhammad Dua. Why did you give stocker? Why did you give stocker? No. Everybody here gives stocker? You worked out why? I mean, you see what it says about if you give stocker? And the miracles that happen? Get a flat tire, give stock, a little tire gets pumped up again miraculously. No, if it happens to you, Rachman, you're stuck on the road, your car doesn't go, you give 10 shekels to Vadi, and the car goes. There's books written about that. Of course, you give stock because you want, I want to get what I want to get from Hashem, so use a little bit of sheikhat. It's a chosher thing to give stock. I'm saying, but why do you give stock? What do you mean you want to give tzedakah? Because a kid, I feed people, I got food, so I'll share my food, let him also eat. I'm not a Jewish person, I don't have rachamim. That's not a human thing to do. Even the goyim, no, I mean, you've got to give tzedakah. Another reason could be because it's a mitzvah. I also want to go to Olam Haba. I want a mitzvah yet. Kol eloheim minim nechonim v'chiyuvim. These are all very positive and good reasons why you should give tzedakah. Ulam, hamaniya ikari chayv liot lekayim ritzoin yisbaruch. But really what you're trying to do is you're giving tzedakah because that's what Hashem wants. I'm doing this because Hashem asked me to. That's all. I want to makayim the rots and abayir. Ah, that's a much higher level. Is that where you are? Check out where you are. Find out. Why am I giving tzedakah? Manir shlili, then the sin of tzedakah he. A negative reason why I'm giving tzedakah is, ani rotesh anashim yarich oti. The reason why I give tzedakah is because I want my name on the building. I want people to go, you know, then maybe I'll be the guest of honor at the dinner and everyone will speak nice things about me and I'll be a chosh of a guy. Or because it's good for business, yeah? A lot of people get a dinner and they give money for tzedakah. It's good for business. If you found inside yourself the reason why you're giving tzedakah is because of this negative reason, as b'pam haba she'tit ein tzedakah, the next time you give tzedakah, ten oto b'tzura shel matan b'seisah. The next time you give tzedakah, do it secretly so nobody knows. You see, then you've just avoided the problem of giving tzedakah because I'm a bal gaiva. A very rich person once told me, he said, part of the gaiva of being a gvir is giving tzedakah. It's part of it being a gvir. Ask him, why are you such a gvir? Why do you give so much money? Straight guys. Because that's part of the gaiva of being a gvir. If you're a gvir, gvir and give tzedakah, that's what you do. That's, if you've got lots of money to give away, it's chashuv, but I give so much tzedakah. Wow, he must be really rich. Part of the gaiva. I understood who he was, yeah? So now try and do it when no one knows about it. Oh, that's real tzedakah. The tzedakah you're giving off, you know, at the big dinners, you're going, pledge $100,000. Yeah, look, one second, why are you doing that? Because you want everyone to think, keep tzedakah quietly. Nasal and Natrel. It's amenim ashlilit. Try and neutralize the negative causes. Zochor ki haim harasnim. That's what harasses. Those are the things that destroy what you're doing. Butzura doyman nityaches lerikshut hachiyuvim. In the same way, look at your positive emotions. Alechel yoit madu derech, moidel derech, shebo hamatzav harikshishuch hamashpia al hachlatotcha. You need to know the path that you're on and the emotional state that you have in order to make positive decisions. You need to know what is it that enables you to make good decisions. The dogma. Al tikne motza chadash atava matzav ruach murumam. Don't go buy a new car when you're in a manic mode, yeah? When you're in this very, very like uplifted, happy mode. There's not time to buy a new car. Ki azroiva sikrim shetikna bli yishuv das. Because you'll buy it without thinking clearly whether you really need this or not. Why are you walking to these big supermarkets? They've got all these nice smelling perfumes and all this beautiful music playing. They walk in there, put you into a good mood, yeah? And they're so friendly and they're so nice. And how are you today? So, oh, you look so well today. So they put you in a good mood. You're in a good mood. You like to buy stuff that you really didn't need to buy. They're not stupid. The smells that they pump out into those stores were designed by some of the greatest psychologists and psychiatrists in the world. You think it's stuff? The music that's being played. It's all gechesh ponat to make you feel good. So you buy their products. So don't buy a new Mercedes when you're just like, you know, having a really good, great day. Yeah, you're bouncing around in one of those good moods that's about to come to an end. That's not the time to go take out your checkbook. Calm down. V'im hu achen tov kishim she'amoich v'tmatzir. And if it's really as good as the salesman says, just wait today. It's not going to come away. Okay, tomorrow. Calm down first. Don't do anything terribly big when you're down too much or when you're up too much. Simple, clear, straight thinking. Go and find out, why am I really feeling happy now? What's really driving my enormous happiness? I'm in such a good mood. Wow, what's happening? You might be able to use it and go even higher. אם תתחנן דרכים מעשית להגיע אל הראשון, if you plan and find out ways למעשה to get to happiness. Hisairus bebokeh bahagosha nifla, waking up in the morning with an awesome feeling, Hashemesh behire yaisa, vatekrim sharot yafe yaisa, you wake up in a good mood, so the sun looks nicer, the your kids are pleasant, everything's just much nicer around you, the birds even are seen nicer. Atamale bemeret, you mamash, you're full of energy. Eize yofi, eize yom nifla. Ha! So, one second. Nasa le natak, to laki es harifshut el hagosha azot. What's going on here? What's this feeling? What's causing this feeling? Why am I over the moon today? Uvakeit lamedet atmacha eich lekum ala tzada nachon bekol boker. You're like, maybe use this again tomorrow. If you find out what's giving you such a heart today, do tomorrow, you can use the same trick, no? Chaval, to be hard today and have a great day and wake up very happy, and tomorrow to wake up miserable because you don't remember what caused you to be happy yesterday. If you had a positive experience, bank it. You never know when you might need to make a withdrawal. The same way, if you're miserable, find out what's causing you to be miserable so you can try and avoid it. Dugman Osefet, Lamadet Tetov V'Mashgiach Hachmiya Lecha. You learned well and the Mashgiach gave you a warm word. Yeah, Mamash praised you. Do you really need the Mashgiach's approval? In order to know that you learned well? Ruvan Shalom, it's understood you not. You know you learned well, you know you didn't learn well, so what do you need the Mashgiach's pat on your back for? It doesn't mean we shouldn't give people that need it, the warmth and the encouragement and the chizuk they need. But we need to be independent. I'm going to celebrate and pat myself on the back and I'm going to have a great day today, you know, because I learned today great. And whether Mashgiach notices it, says it or not, or whatever, that's going to take away my celebration. I enjoy a good party and I'm having a party. If the Mashgiach wants to come to the party, he can. If he doesn't want to, let him be miserable. But I'm not going to be miserable because of it. Who cares whether he appreciates what I do or not? I have to appreciate what I do and I have to see the good in what I'm doing. It's very important to put this. Emotional independence, not to be dependent on other people for your emotional stimulation. That's a tough one, eh? That's what marriage is about. You know, what's a husband in marriage called? A Baal. He has to own his own emotions. Maybe for her to make you feel good. Yeah.
You're not to be dependent on others for your emotional stimulation?
Yeah. מבלי להיות תלו במחמאות מהחיים. I don't know if you want to start this next section now because it's quite long and it's very important. It's all stood on its own really. Okay, let's stop here.